record voice message. Slide up to lock recording. Slide left to message. Voice. Send. Send. Your send button.
Hey, Burton. I'll be going to the restroom while I send this, but and I'll be walking there, whatever. But wanted to let you know, man, this is not Nimmer's fault. This is not Derek's fault. This is not anyone's fault but Laura's. Right after you left, I said to her, I said, did anybody post in Teams about Con being canceled or whatever? Or if we were having Con this week or whatever? So her response was, there's an email. My response is, huh? What email? Her response is, what's your email? I gave her my email. And it basically says, I can forward it to you or whatever to your BHSN, whatever the heck it is, iCloud.com or wherever you want me to forward to. Basically says the following. It says that he wants to move the meeting over from last week to this week, which is today. And he said, anyone thoughts? Now, in the previous meetings, he said everyone has to agree before making the meeting official. So, it was, I think Laura said, Derek replied. Christopher Duffley and her replied. Me and Doug, and maybe you, did not get the email. And Laura just told us about this now. Almost three hours later from when we were supposed to have the Con meeting. So it's not Derek's fault. It's not Nimmer's fault. It's Laura's. So just figured I'd let you know what's going on. I will be up there momentarily once I go to the bathroom and stuff. Just figured I'd let you know, because I asked her multiple times on the server when you were up there doing that logic whatever pro thing. I asked her multiple times. I said, did anyone, now I don't know if you heard me, Doug heard me though. I said, did anyone check Teams? Did anyone check anything to see if they may have canceled it or whatever? Because I don't have Teams on my phone or computer right now due to some complications. So I said, somebody, can you check Teams? And Laura claims she checked it. Well, then 3 hours later, she forwards me this email. Man, I'm getting so sick of it, man. Between all this Dropbox drama, all this Simon, Adriano, you drama, it's getting to me, man. It really is.
Your message from Dylan Price. Send me. Send button.
It's really getting to me, man. It really is. So, just figured I'd let you know, man. Man, I am not happy with Laura right now. And man, I ain't happy with her yesterday either, which, by the way, she knows more than what she's telling, by the way, about what's going on with you and Adriano. Here's the story about that. So I went up to my hideaway server because I wanted to talk to Kevin Roberts. And basically wanted to talk to him about my virtual machine because Adriano, we think, got the desktop fixed by disabling something in the BIOS that, whatever, I forget what it's called, but whatever. So I went to go talk to Kevin because a command called Windows Shift H, that's WINDOWS Shift H, which is for the command for WinWizard, was not working on my end, and Adriano had checked his keyboard to see if the key was stuck down. Nothing was stuck down. We ended up having to reinstall the. We ended up having to reinstall the add-on. Okay, back to the story. Basically, I came up to my server to talk to Kevin. Like I said, Christopher Duffley was on the phone with Laura, and Kevin can verify this, Ashley Wells can verify this, Keiko Sturgill can verify this. She was on the phone with Christopher Duffley, and I distinctly heard. I wonder what's going on with Brandon and Adriano. See? And to prove another point, I'm gonna prove another point, Brandon. I called Adriano because I wanted to talk to him about something. Okay? And immediately after I hung up with him, Adriano said that Laura called him and started acting all weird and got a high-pitched voice. Now, okay, Brandon, you're gonna make fun of me for this. I know girls are supposed to have a high-pitched voice. But are they supposed to sound like Ralph S or Ralph the Mouse from Ralph S Mouse or whatever it's called? Or are they supposed to sound like a squeaky? Is Laura's voice supposed to sound like a squeaky toy? Anyways, no. Anyway, so point is. Now she's involved in it, man. Everyone's getting involved. All because, well, Laura, because Christopher Duffley, again, I know Doug told me he didn't root NVDA Con, which, whatever. I mean, it's. He was on multiple servers. And I didn't know what he was doing because I saw him on my Geek2Com. I didn't know what he was doing, so whatever. So basically, yeah. Christopher Duffley forgot to mute when he was listening to audio message. Apparently, Laura heard the audio message between you and Adriano and Anthony and all that shit. So yeah. And I distinctly heard Chris say, "Yeah, I probably should have muted." So yeah. Yeah. Adriano knows, Simon knows. Thing is, man, to be honest, it needs to stay between you, Janelle, Adriano, and Simon. Not you, Janelle, 15 people in Stephanie's group, which technically wasn't your fault. You didn't actually say what was going on. You just said
Sky, now, fallen leaves, fluttering in wind, enjoy your sand button.
some people woke me up at 1 in the morning. You didn't say anything, but still, you kind of hinted at something, and they, anyways, but I'm not, whatever. It's fine. It's fuck it, whatever. So yeah. And that's basically what's going on. Sorry for the long message, and man, I'm pretty PO'd at Laura right now. Because now she's involved, she's asking questions, she's called Adriano acting all weird. Which, Laura is weird, but anyways. And then, like, tonight, she just told us about the fucking email. Man, this really, oh my god. Man, We wasted a good part of our night waiting for Kai to happen. And because it didn't, freaking A. Man, I'm about to quit. I told Dog I'm about to quit. He told me to stick it out. And I told him I'm about to quit. I'm about to quit Con. Man, I got too much on my plate. You know what, man? I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to say this. I did Con for Sean's sake. Okay, because secretly, Sean's in heaven, right, man? Sean can see what's going on this earth. He can see how corrupt NVDA Con is. Man. It's not rocket science. I did this to prove a point. That's the whole reason why I joined Con. And look at what the clusterfuck is about this time about Con. It's Con. Man, I'm this point, this close to quitting, man. It's getting ridiculous. Every meeting, they have meetings where it's just like blah, 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 blah. Dude, and then there are meetings that we don't have meetings, like last week. We were supposed to have one, but somebody cancels again. And what you want to bet, there was an email that Laura didn't tell us about. I'm not making assumptions, I'm betting on it, dude. Laura didn't tell us about this week's? Screw this. I had something to talk about. I had something to talk about last week. For NVIDIA Con. I talked Doug and Laura about it. We met up on Laura's server. So, just wanted to let you know what was going on, man. I think she should race you at Yellow Brick Road, dude. I honestly think she should. 16 laps all the way. There you go, I said it. I think she should. And she should do it on your time, not her time. Man, it's ridiculous.